this is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Chapters 5 through 8 of 1 Kings record for us the building and dedication of the first temple erected in Jerusalem under the direction of King Shlomo. We read of beautifully crafted cedar, fir, brass, and gold. The construction lasted approximately 7 years and 7 months, with all of the wood and stone cutting done off-site so that no harsh sounds of construction would be heard at the site of the temple. When the temple was completed, a joyous ceremony was held to bring the Ark of the Covenant up from the tabernacle and into the new temple. Verses 10 and 11 of chapter 8 tell us that when the priests had placed the Ark into the Holy of Holies and came out of the holy place, the cloud of God's presence filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. On his knees with his hands spread to heaven, Shlomo offered a long prayer of dedication, recognizing the majesty of God, the mercy of God, and the necessity of his people to humble themselves before God, confess their sins to him, turn from their wickedness, and to call out to him for mercy in whatever circumstance they found themselves in. Verse 64 of chapter 8 tells us that Shlomo consecrated the middle of the court that was in front of the temple because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat offerings on that day. Sadly, some 300 years later, by the time of King Josiah, the temple had become little more than a warehouse and the law of God all but forgotten. Under the New Testament, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and each of us is a living stone built up as a spiritual house of the holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Yeshua the Messiah. In constructing the first temple, Shlomo took care that no harsh sounds were heard on its site. When sacrifices were offered, the altar wasn't big enough to receive them. As temples of the Holy Spirit, you and I were made for worship. What is the care and condition of your temple? Are there any harsh sounds there? Is there an abundance of prayer and spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Yeshua the Messiah? May we be so passionate about serving the Lord that our words and our actions are a thing of beauty, dedicated to His glory. Now, go honor your king.